am indeed. Yeah, yeah. I always enjoy coming up to Scotland, and I'm looking forward to having a look at this palace.
Ah, well, you won't be disappointed.
Excellent.
I mean, you finished The Stranglers, what, 1990?
It was like a lifetime ago, you know. I've been out of it longer than I was in it. And and the right. guys I play with now, I've been playing with longer than I played with the guys in The Stranglers. It was a very rich catalogue of songs that we created together, and I'm very proud to have the opportunity to play them and that people want to hear them.
Yeah, I mean, 10 hit albums, 21 top 40 singles. It's quite a record to be proud of.
Yeah, and you'd think after all this time, if I played one of those old songs, people go, oh no, not that again. But they love them. I mean, Golden Brown, which I'm going to be playing up there in Perth, it really is. I got a book from PRS the other day. This sort of pinpoints how important it was as a song, because PRS, you know, the PRS Performing Rights Society.
Yes, that's where you get your money from and your retirement.
They protect the writer's rights, the writers of the songs, and collect the royalties. So they sent me a nice letter with a little hardback book. What it is, they produced a limited edition, a collection of the best songs from the last 100 years. And there on 1981, representing the year, is Golden Brown. I mean, so I'm in the book, you know, with that song from the last 100 years. And I felt very proud, you know, and not everyone has the opportunity to go through that, have that feeling, you know. It's great.
So, Hugh, apart from Scone Palace, what's the future got in store for you? More touring?
Yeah. There's the Rebellion Festival in Blackpool, which I'm doing, and various festivals and things. I've got a best of album coming out this summer. One of the record companies has decided that my body of solo work is substantial enough to warrant putting together a best of Hugh Cornwell. So that's coming in the summer, which I'm quite excited about. Just shows how times have changed.
Okay, Hugh, it's been a pleasure, but I'd like to finish on five of your favourite things, if I may.
Yeah.
So, your favourite time of your life?
Oh, right now. Absolutely.
Splendid. Okay, your favourite person?
Well, I mean, it's got to be my mum. I know she's not around anymore, but she did a lot for me, and she was always there, and she always will be there.
Okay, for three to finish, your favourite film?
At the moment, and it has been for a long time, it's The Misfits it was Marilyn Monroe's last film.
Oh,
and,
right.
And Montgomery Clift's last film.
Your favourite place?
Somewhere where they speak Spanish.
Okay, and finally, Hugh Cornwell from The Stranglers, your favourite song?
Well, I think for sheer curiosity value, and the fact that it's been so overlooked for so long, it's got to be MacArthur Park. Richard Harris recorded it in the 60s, and I've actually done a new version of it with John Cooper Clarke singing it, and it's a wonderful song.
Well, Hugh, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. I wonder if you'll play MacArthur Park in Scone, because I'll be there. I'll pop up and say hi, and we'll have a slice of cake together. But it's been a pleasure, mate, and all the very best with your touring in America, and hopefully you make it to Perth in one piece, and you'll take a postcard back from the palace.
Thank you for making me so welcome. Thank you.
My pleasure, Hugh. All the best, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers.